I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Muammar Gaddafi is not going quietly. In fact, today the Libyan leader insisted that he's not going at all, despite anti-government protesters.
I am a fighter, a mujahid. I am a fighter from the tent, from the desert. I fought in cities and villages and oases in a historic revolution that brought honor to Libyans. They will enjoy the benefit of it for generation after generation. Libya will be at the summit, leading Africa, Asia, and Latin America, even leading the world. Nobody can stop this victorious and historic march.
Gaddafi went on to urge his supporters to go out into the streets and attack the demonstrators, whom he called cockroaches. He urged loyal Libyans to chase them, arrest them, and hand them over to security forces. And Gaddafi didn't stop there. He said anyone who took up arms against Libya will be executed. The BBC's John Lyon has just crossed into eastern Libya. He says that in that part of the country, Gaddafi seems to have lost control.
Everyone here assures me that the vast part of eastern Libya is now completely in control of the opposition. Certainly we saw no sign of any Colonel Gaddafi loyalists at all. As we came in through the eastern border, it was sort of scenes of delirious joy, really, at the border post. They've got rid of all the government officials. They've defaced the picture of Colonel Gaddafi. They put up the old royalist flag. And they're all absolutely hooting their horns and celebrating still many days after they kicked out Colonel Gaddafi's forces. Then as we drove along the road, a distance going into Libya, you see relatively normal life, actually. The electricity's still on, the phones work to some extent. And then you see a series of militia checkpoints. Even in this area, they say that the army and the police have all defected. They're trusted now by the people that they're all loyal to the opposition. And so the whole area is now, they say, safely in control of the opposition.
I don't know if you were there, John, during the time that Muammar Gaddafi was giving his rather lengthy speech today, but one of the things he said, as we heard, was he said, I'm a fighter, I'm a mujahid. He said that the protesters, should they continue, for one thing, they have been given hallucinogens. For another, if they continue to fight, they will receive the death penalty. Those who feel safely ensconced among the protest unit there, they don't feel like they're under the thumb of Muammar Gaddafi any longer. Do any of them feel dissuaded by that kind of promise on Gaddafi's part?
I think the more he says that, the more people realize that if they don't win this battle, they will receive the death penalty. That if by some strange chance he should regain control of the country, he would wreak the most terrible vengeance. And the more he says that, I think the more determined people across Libya are to fight him. Nobody really listens to the speech in that sense that it makes any sense to them. The only thing they know and they repeat to you is that he's going to go, but they really fear what he does on his way out. And people, a lot of Libyans, a lot of very intelligent Libyans, say they really fear that his last weapon will be chemical or biological weapons before he finally departs. And the people are honestly afraid of that. There's no immediate fear here of forces coming and trying reinvading. One local commander has blown up his own runway to stop government troops coming and reinvading this area. But people here believe that the only people now loyal to Colonel Gaddafi are the inner core of the military and also these foreign mercenaries, as they call them, these African, mostly African troops, who he's recruited over the years.
Just one question about what you said, that some of the local residents there, at least, in eastern Libya, fear that Gaddafi's last resort will be chemical or biological weapons. He supposedly Gaddafi gave them up back in 2003, I believe. Is this a real, genuine fear?
It's a huge fear, not just here, but I've heard it from many Libyans, exiles, and Libyans with good contacts across the country. They obviously fear that he still kept something up his sleeve.
Are those who are there watching what the international community is doing at all? Because there are some governments making arrangements to evacuate their citizens. As you know, many non-essential employees of oil companies are leaving as well. Do the Libyans with whom you've spoken have any knowledge of the international pressure or hope for it?
They certainly have huge hope for it. Many, many Libyans have said to me, how can the world watch what is going on? I mean, people like President Obama, people like British Prime Minister and European leaders, that they really, really need to speak out now. And these are people who have not been critical of the West's role while Colonel Gaddafi was firmly ensconced in power. But they say now that the Western reaction is critical, not that it's going to make a jot of difference to Colonel Gaddafi himself, but it may help the last remaining ones peel off from him, so that he really is left to the final inner core of people. If the world is prepared to say strongly enough that there will be, that justice will be meted out on anybody responsible for what is going on now, that could just help topple him.
All right. Grateful to you. The BBC's John Line, who's just crossed the border into Libya. Thank you very much, John.
Okay.